www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillicuddy. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillicuddy.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my wretched soul. And oh, yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my wretched soul, he chose my earthen vessel as an instrument to bear his name before the kings, Gentiles, and the children of Israel. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is becoming the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature and all utterance and all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, and let his bride say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man whom God chooses and causes to approach unto him, that he may dwell in the courts, and we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Well, good morning, good morning. As always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, we give thanks to God for you this morning, the few of you that have tuned in by internet and by radio, for many are called, but a few are chosen. What a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ. Waking this morning at 47 degrees, oh, bless his holy name. The seasons definitely have changed. What a wonderful time to be here. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for 7 long days and 7 long nights. The Lord kept us. The Bible clearly reveals unto us that the wicked, they watch the righteous and they seek to slay them. But oh, bless his holy name for keeping us. For the Lord is good. For his mercy endureth forever. As usual, if you have your Bible, 2 John this morning, the Holy Spirit will once again make an attempt to ask you to come out from amongst them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. We'll make an attempt to draw you out of the darkness of religion into this great light of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, this one true gospel, Jesus Christ and him crucified. 2 John, and this teaching starts in verse 7. For many deceivers are entering into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abide not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. But he that abide in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. The Bible lets us know, and the Holy Spirit reveals unto us, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said it, that I know him and keep not his commandments, the Bible said he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. The Holy Spirit also tells us, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, and that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 7 declares. The Holy Spirit has highlighted for us in the second John, that ninth verse, revealing unto us that are saved, letting us know that whosoever transgresseth and abided not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. And he that abided in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and the Son. What is the doctrine of Christ? The doctrine of Christ is the one true gospel Jesus preached. One of his messages can be found in the book of Luke, that ninth chapter, the 23rd and 24th verse, and it says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. The Holy Spirit also beckons us. In Romans chapter 12, the Holy Spirit says, verse 1, and I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 5 declares. The Holy Spirit also brings to our attention in Luke chapter 9, as the Holy Spirit has directed us, that if any man come to Jesus, he must first lose his life. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Holy Spirit lets us know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. my friends. Jesus said, truly, truly, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The question is, my friends, is how can a man be born again? Certainly not by entering into his mother's womb a second time. Our faith has to be in the death of self with Christ on the cross, not in any other thing, or else we will make the cross of Jesus Christ of none effect to us. The cross and our death there with Christ is where our faith has to be, and it is the only place our faith must be to gain total victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, the results which is holiness. And we all are aware that without holiness, no man will see the Lord. You see, my friends, if we do not understand this one true gospel, which we must understand to defeat the devil, then Christ will die in us. And because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, when we fail and then cry out to God to strengthen us to overcome evil, God will not strengthen us to overcome any sin when we're supposed to be dead by the faith, Romans 6:7. How can God strengthen a dead man? It's not God's will for us to be alive. God will not hear prayers that are not according to his will. 1 John 5:14-15. The Bible clearly lets us know that we're wicked, we're sinners, and we can do no good thing. You see, it's really hard sometimes to accept the reality that man was so wicked that Jesus had to come down and save us. Man was so throwed off that Jesus had to come down to save us. Man's way was so messed up, his way of thinking, his attitude, that Jesus had to come down in order to save us, in order to die for us, that we may die with him. My friends, that's why Jesus Christ had to die, to provide a means for us to die and for him to live through us in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is working whatever gifts and callings that are hid in you, which we all have something to do for the kingdom of God. See, the truth of the matter, the Bible tells us that some 30, 60, 100-fold souls that we as individuals are obligated to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us and bring forth to the kingdom of God. Some 30, some 60, some 100. We all will not do 100-fold souls, although that's my prayer request. But 30, 60, 100-fold souls is definitely required. There are many folks that don't realize that attending their church services, they have not one soul accredited to their account. Not one somebody have they witnessed to by the power of the Holy Spirit that convicted them to say in their hearts, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to get right with God? What must I do that he will be glorified thereby? You see, my friends, it can only happen by the faith in our baptism of death, which is imparted to us by the one true gospel. You see, God will cover us in our ignorance with his grace and mercy, until we hear the teaching and preaching of this one true gospel, which is the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 4:23 declares. Matthew 9:35 declares. Mark 1:37-39 declares. And when we hear and believe God,